Well, so how does the African American community view President Obama 4 years after his historic win? Here in North Carolina, polls show support softening, but softening means down to 89% from a whopping 95% in 2008. So this Sunday, we went to church to find out more. Several hundred attended Sunday service at the Little Rock AME Zion Church in Charlotte. The Reverend Dwayne Walker urging them to walk through the door held open by Jesus.
Because we know that we have not always had doors open for us. As a people, in fact, we have had doors slammed in our face time and time again. We were able to walk through some doors of some educational institution. We were not able to walk through some doors of some housing developments. We were not able to open through some doors of businesses to get started. We were not able to walk through some doors that represent the White House. Hello, somebody, for this morning. Because God opens the door.
Dr. Walker also urged congregants to register to vote right at the church. It's part of a nationwide movement called Souls to Polls. And mindful of his nonprofit status, he made a nonpartisan pitch to parishioners to exercise the right other blacks died securing for them.
Amen. And we do want to encourage you, regardless of what your party is, register and vote. Amen. Register and vote. Encourage others to do the same. Amen.
Church members still overwhelmingly support the president. And in a recent article, Robert Levy, the Republican Party chair a few counties over, asks why. Black unemployment is at 14%, 28% for young men. And Levy says President Obama, who grew up in Hawaii and Indonesia, doesn't know or care about their suffering. I sat down with Reverend Walker right after his service to get his response.
I would say to that person in a very nice way, that's not true. Barack Obama spent a great deal of time in Chicago as a community organizer. I'm from Chicago, so I know very well of his work in neighborhoods, so he's very much concerned about the community. And furthermore, every effort that he's made to assist the unemployment rate has been fought by Republicans who intent has always been to make him a one-term president.
What did you think when you heard a Mitch McConnell and other Republican leaders say that their goal was to make this a one-term presidency?
I thought that was very sad and unfair. There has been all kinds of deliberate attempts and efforts to assure that Barack Obama is a one-term president and that the economy remains in bad shape. It's turning down stimulus money, then you end up laying off people when they could have had jobs.
What about these criticisms? Barack Obama did not attend the NAACP convention this year. And we remember a year ago, right about this time, when NAACP leaders in particular and the Reverend Jesse Jackson were very concerned, huge unemployment with young African Americans in particular, and they were saying it should be declared an emergency. One leader went so far as to say if this were a white president, not a black president, we would be up in arms.
My thoughts on it is that any attention that he would give specifically to African Americans, he would be accused of showing favoritism. It's always unfairly analyzed.
As a black man, as you watch a black man be president, are you thinking of other things when, for instance, President Obama maybe had to be careful about being angry because he is a black man?
Yeah. They would paint him all kinds of ways, and I think he's done well to watch how he says what he says. I mean, even when he broke out at the Apollo and sang that song, he was criticized for that. And I said, man, get his brother a break. But the things that he has to watch, others would not have to.
A couple of the other criticisms, vehement criticism from some when President Obama gave partial amnesty to young Hispanics. Some black leaders say, well, wait a second, those are the jobs that they're taking that could have been taken by young blacks.
Give it time. I mean, he has limited resources and he tries to do his best to spread them around. As far as I'm concerned, I wish that more had been done for the African-American community. I really do. If I were to criticize him on anything, I'm glad you stimulated the auto industry and the banks, but stimulate the people.
God bless you. Be the church.
The Reverend Dwayne Walker of the Little Rock AME Zion Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to hear more from him, but first, leaving his service, four magnificent women in equally magnificent hats, one of them Karen Pope Anukwue, a visiting delegate from Maryland.
The best part to me was the scripture when he was talking about people lie about you, whatever they do, you have to keep persevering. And that's our history, the history of African-American people. And that's a part of the support, I think, that the president gets from the community. They see him fighting every day. This is the example I use, this church. These folks have been praying for him since 2008. The support is there.
Do you think people are lying about him?
Oh, yes, I do.
And his record, yes.
Wait, give me an example.
The welfare, that's a lie. That's a blatant lie.
The accusation that President Obama is weakening the welfare to work,
he was asked by Republican governors to make some change, to have a waiver, and he allowed that because he tries to work with people.
One other aspect, though, of the president's term, gay marriage. President Obama, who came into office saying he just disagreed with it, he believed in the sanctity of a man-woman marriage, and then seemed to have an epiphany of meeting parents from his children's school and changed his mind.
President Obama has a good heart, and I think that's what America has, is a good heart. What the same-sex marriage is not telling churches. That's another lie. It's not telling churches what they can do. Yeah. What it's saying is that people have a right to love who they want, to be with who they want in the privacy of their home. But it does not interfere with a church.
And do you know people in church? I mean, you're from Maryland, but other pastors have said, wait a minute, we all know gay people within our church.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Absolutely.
I always speak about the hypocrisy in the African-American community because they have created a complete culture which deals with, they call it the down low. And that means not only are they hypocritical and creating infidelity in their marriage, but then they're also being homosexual. Because I don't know whether you know what the down low is.
We sure do, and we've heard people say that men are forced into the down low in the African-American community, which
because,
is a secret, yes, homosexual life.
But I want to say, when President Obama said he had come out to support gay marriage, I've never felt so proud before in all my life, because here's a man put his candidacy online to support his own belief, his integrity.
It was a cock and divide issue, divide the black vote. Gay marriage issue was used as a cock and divide issue.
It won't work.
But what if their pastor disagrees with these women on gay marriage? Most pastors do. When we come back, Reverend Walker of the Little Rock AME Zion Church here in Charlotte will be back. We'll ask him to square his stand against same-sex marriage with his support for President Obama. Also later today, why are Democrats so short on cash and poetic political tweets? But we'll be back in church in Charlotte in 1 minute, here and now. Welcome back to our look at the African-American vote through the prism of the Little Rock AME Zion Church here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Before the break, we asked congregants about the president's new stand in favor of same-sex marriage. Polls show African-American church leaders largely oppose it, but as we just heard, their flocks are trending with the president. Only 26% of blacks favored same-sex marriage back in 2008. That's now risen up to 40%. And there's something else at work here in Charlotte. Many we spoke with, like Velma Leek, county commissioner and widow of an AME minister, are feeling personally attacked by the GOP.
Well, they always hollering about let us take our country back, and take it back from whom and to do what?
What about gay marriage? You know, so many pastors are against it.
Well, they may be. I'm not against anyone selecting whom they want to select, because when they were talking about marrying outside of races, it was a major issue for years in this country, and especially in the South. So this grieves me that any process that you use that separates and makes a decision that he or she is not appropriate is a form of segregation.
Like most ministers in the African American church, hers, the Reverend Dwayne Walker here at Little Rock AME Zion, disagrees. And like most African American ministers, he's found a way to thread the needle, remaining a vocal opponent of gay marriage and a supporter of President Obama.
I like to say that, using his words, that he evolved on the issue. And if you look back at interviews back in 08 and 10, we see the president struggling as he's evolving on the issue.
So you use evolve rather than flip-flop. It's funny how somebody who's a critic of President Obama's, of course, would call it a flip-flop.
Yeah, sure. I call it evolve.
But how do you feel about it personally? Because you believe marriage is between a man and a woman.
Absolutely. And I still hold firm to that. As a member of the AME Zion Church, that's the position our denomination takes. That's my personal position, that marriage is between a man and a woman. Believe it or not, I've evolved on the issue also. There was a time that I was considered a homophobe. I didn't want anything to do with people who were gay. You know, I didn't want to be associated with that for fear that people would think I was gay too. You know, and I think that's some things that as a kid you go through. You don't want to have friends with that because people begin, well, you must be also homosexual. But as the years have evolved, and as I have met persons who struggle with that that lifestyle and get to know them as people, then certainly people have their right to choose how they want to behave. Now, do I have to agree with their behavior? Not at all. But at the same time, as a pastor, I can't sanction their behavior. I think homosexuality is a sin, but I don't think it's more any more of a sin than my sin. So I would not sanction that sin any more than I want anybody to sanction my sin.
Whatever that is. Because as you preached today, there is no perfect church because we're in it.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's right. There are no perfect people.
But, you know, gay and lesbian women would be appalled at the notion that their feelings are a sin. How do you square that? You preach such love. Jesus is opening the door for everyone. And I remember thinking, everyone? You know, do you really believe everyone?
Yes, I do. I believe that everyone is invited into the church.
But just not to marry.
See, when we talk about marriage, again, that's the church sanctioning a behavior. Where one comes down in terms of nurture versus nature, as far as I'm concerned, the jury is still out there. There's some who say that this is people are born that way. Others say, well, if you were born that way, that's why you got to be born again.
There are people who absolutely would disagree with you about that. They say it's not a choice.
I recognize that. But our position remains that it is a choice. At the same time, I welcome persons into our church to come and to hear the scriptures, to be a part of the ministry, to take part of the ministry, to share their gifts in the ministry, and at the same time as they reconcile their behavior as I reconcile mine.
I read a colleague of yours, I would imagine, the Reverend Nelson Rivers III of the Charity Missionary Baptist Church in North Charleston, South Carolina. He had an interesting way of saying what I think you just said. He said, "I can't perform the RITES, but I'm a strong advocate of the RIGHTS. In other words, you're not saying gay people can't come in here. They have the right to come in here, but you can't perform the right.
Exactly.
Do you worry that, as Dr. Boyce Watkins writes, he's founder of the Your Black World Coalition. He's a professor at Syracuse, and he's part of the Black Voices post on Huffington Post. As he says, everyone in the black church knows people who are gay. You know, they're in the choir, they're in the ministry, they're helping that church thrive. I mean, he names people, I'm not comfortable naming them, but he names bishops and pastors who he says everyone knows they're gay. There's a concern of hypocrisy. There's also the concern that this fear drives gay men in particular underground. You know, there's the culture called the down low. Black men lead secret lives. Do you worry that denying them things like the right to marriage will drive them into this other lifestyle?
No, I don't. I don't believe so. I don't know what else to say about that, but I don't believe so.
Well, it's interesting because Dr. Watkins concludes, Barack Obama is asking many Christians, like yourself, to sign off on their own spiritual death certificates by asking devout Christians to support a politician who openly promotes an activity in gay marriage that the Bible clearly states to be a one-way ticket to hell. Those are his words. This is going to be a tough act to pull off.
I see that as just because you may agree with one thing does not mean you have to agree with everything. And just as I said prior to my wife's passing, that, you know, while she was alive, as much as I love my wife, I did not always agree with everything that she said. And for some reason, she did not always agree with everything I said.
But that,
exactly. But it doesn't mean we're going to get a divorce. And that's the way I feel about Barack Obama.
The dying thief, rejoice, let us stand to see.
That's the Reverend Dwayne Walker of the Little Rock AME Zion Church in Charlotte, who can preach and sing. Your thoughts on the DNC plank supporting same-sex marriage. Go to hearnow.org or facebook.com/hearnowradio, where we'll also have pictures, including pictures of the hat ladies. And by the way, our first guest, the editor of the Charlotte Observer, reminded us that a same-sex amendment was turned down by North Carolinians, but polls showed a majority actually favored same-sex marriage. They just didn't vote. A reminder that turnout is key, and people often vote more passionately against than for something. Still ahead, from the DNC in Charlotte, we'll follow the money and the tweets here and now.